meeting with our producers and hearing their side of the story. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That's exactly what's been going on across the Midwest. Gary Werdish is the president of the Minnesota Farmers Union, and he said they've been doing that, visiting with producers during their town hall meetings.
Yeah, it is. You know, earlier this late March, I guess, beginning of April, we held a series of people's town hall meetings around the state, and that was very informative. We put together a report, and we, you know, reported back to our federal and state legislators, and a few of them attended some of the meetings, too. So
Gary said that's what producers want. They just want their story to be told and their voices heard.
People's voices need to be heard. We can't just be on the sidelines and complaining about things. We gotta get together, and, you know, government only works when people are involved, and that's what we got to do.
Working together for the common good of agriculture. I believe that's what I use a lot. As you know, we do have some challenging times. In the state of Minnesota, some farm legislation kind of put into place here. I understand some new livestock rules, maybe some different permitting rules that are in place.
Yeah, actually in Minnesota, the ag budget came through very good. We got some increased funding for the ag department and Board of Animal Health. And so when most agencies and most divisions got cuts. Agriculture came out well because we actually got some increased funding, and the House and the Senate realized the importance of agriculture, and so, you know, the funding was increased, which is going to be a benefit to everybody.
And now the focus should be on the farm bill.
Right now you got the budget reconciliation bill that passed through the House, and now the Senate is addressing that. That gives us a lot of concern. There's some increased funding for parts of the farm bill.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us today by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.